Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Since Christmas, all right, since Christmas, Trae Young has been the best rookie in the NBA. Now, before Christmas, Luka Doncic was the best rookie in the NBA. It's really close. They might end up co-rookie of the year in the NBA, but Hugh Douglas, for my money, if you had to make that trade all over again, I wouldn't even ask Dallas for its number one pick. I would have done it straight up.
Stop it, John. You're going off. No, it's worked out well. It's worked out well for Trae. You know, it's funny how you look at how far this young man has come as a player. We're talking about, I remember in training camp, or what was it called, the summer league,
mm-hmm.
when he looked horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And people were talking about how horrible he looked and how, you know, Travis Link was the worst guy on the planet because he picked the wrong guy and all this other stuff. And to see him from that to now, it's amazing. And you see the confidence that has built in this young man as a player. Like, he's at the point now, man, where he feels like – from what you see on the court, he feels like there's nothing that he can't do. And there's not a moment that's not too big for him. That's a huge jump in growth from the beginning of the season till now and 1 year. That's huge. So you have to look at that man and you look at the road that he's traveled and what he's been through so far. You'd be like, yeah, he's a rookie of the year. But this is the problem that I have with that, John. It's like we are here in Atlanta. We got boots on the ground. We see him every day. We get a chance to talk about him every day. The national sentiment might be totally different because of the fact that they don't see him every day.
Right, I get
and,
that.
You know, at the forefront of it all you heard about was Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this is not one of those things that's left up to the fans. No disrespect to the fans, but everybody doesn't get to see Trae Young the way that we do. We get to see Trae Young here in Atlanta. So hopefully, you know, the NBA realizes that and, you know, they give him the props that he deserves.
Ah, but maybe that's changing because, hey, Abe, do you have that tweet? Can you break that out? The tweet that you shared with me right before the show. This is now. Say who the tweet is from, and walk me through it. Walk you through this like you just did me. I'll let you bring it up. And while you're looking for that, let me say that the other night, Trae not only hits the game winner against Philadelphia, but Trae Young has had five straight 30-plus and 10 rebound games. Okay, five straight, and joins only Steph Curry and Michael Jordan as the only other rookies to do that in the last 35 years of the NBA. That's the
impressive
kind of company he's keeping. Now, listen
Truly
to this.
Impressive.
Listen to this tweet. Go ahead, Abe.
This was sent at 4:25 in the afternoon yesterday. It is by the SportsCenter official app, and the tweet reads, at Blake Griffin 23, at Kyle Kuzma, and at Spida Mitchell have made their Rookie of the Year selection. And there's an image of Trae Young in the background, and in the foreground are three tweets from those three NBA stars. It first starts out with Donovan Mitchell, Rookie of the Year, at the Trae Young. Kuzma then replies, I second that. And Blake Griffin sends in a tweet that says third. So those three superstars all have put in their thoughts on who should be Rookie of the Year.
Respect. And that's great, man. That's great. I think that's going to be great for the city of Atlanta. I think it's going to be great for the Hawks. And as a player, when you see – like, I think what Trae Young is starting to do is this, John. And if I'm wrong, Daryl, please jump in. But you know how you talk about having players want to come play in Atlanta, like to have that guy want to come play in Atlanta? They're going to want to play because Trae Young is going to feature them. Like, Trae Young is going to get them the ball.
Right.
That's kind
right.
of what it – It kind of it does it kind of feel like that to you, D shaking the head, yeah. It kind of feels like that. They're looking at him now and be like, damn, that young cat right there is playing unselfish, and he's going to get me to rock. He's playing like the point guards used to play back in the day. Like, was it Magic? guys like that. Who was it? Nash, kind of like that. He's that old school, I'm looking to distribute it first before I take the shot kind of dude. That's what it's kind of looking like.
This is why Travis Schlenk made the trade, because he said, Luka Doncic, he said before the draft, he said, right after the trade, Luka's a great player. He's a great player. And by the way, Luka Doncic is a great player. But you can get a 6'7 guys. You can't get point guards. And now you start to see why Travis said, again, 2 weeks ago to us, when he came to us and said, I don't know if we won't make a move next year into free agency, because I think we're closer than people realize. Look at the results. By the way, just as a little aside, of all the other uniforms that they have, the third uniforms, I do kind of like the gold ones, I have to say, a little bit. Those are kind of nice. Anyway, that has nothing to do with nothing. But with Trae Young and John Collins, if it's just those two, and it isn't, of course, it's Kevin Huerter too. I mean, look at how much they've grown with Kevin Huerter. The Hawks' future, if they can get lucky in this draft, and they get lucky, I don't think they get lucky, Hugh. Again, I don't believe the Hawks get lucky by getting the number one pick. That would be super luck. Mm-hmm. They get lucky by making sure that Dallas doesn't get a top five pick, so that if you have 5 and 7, I consider that to be just as long as you get Dallas's pick, because I think you've already, in a way, at the very least, the Doncic-Young trade is a push, at the very least, and if you get Dallas's number one pick, you win it by a mile.
Yeah. I think that it's important as well, John, is to make sure you get those complimentary pieces mm-hmm. and those later picks that you get. I mean, I really do. I like what it looks like it could potentially be, to the point that it's going to be one of those things where we might be looking at it hard. It's going to be hard to get Hawks tickets in a minute, ain't it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.